When it comes to gambling, it turns out people really are bird brains. A recent study has shown that people and pigeons assess risk in exactly the same way. We're joined by Elliot Ludwig from the University of Warwick. So what made you decide to compare people with pigeons?
So we were particularly interested in the ways that both people and pigeons learn about rewards and risks from their own experiences. So when we were looking at when they're learning from experience, we thought that we would take away the verbal component and the calculating ability of humans and look at whether when we have them learn from a series of experiences, we might actually see similarities that you don't tend to see when you ask people much more explicitly about what they're actually going to do.
So how did you do that?
So what we did is we tried to design an experiment that had the same sorts of structure for both the people and the birds. So for the people, we had them play a little computer game where they sat down at a screen and they clicked at various different colored doors, which hidden behind the doors were different rewards, and it would be revealed when they opened it. So the only experience they had was when they clicked on the door, what was behind it. We didn't tell them anything about what to expect, what the odds were, what they could possibly get. And we did something structurally similar for the pigeons. So what we did is we had the pigeons play what was more similar to them, more like a foraging game for them. So what they did is they went into a room and we had various objects, and hidden behind the different colored objects were different amounts of food, different little bowls containing food. And the pigeons similarly had to go into this environment and from their own experience find out what was hidden behind the different objects and then choose between them. And then to assess their gambling tendencies and their risk-seeking, what we did is we had both the people and the pigeons pick between a safe option, which always gave them the same amount of points in the case of humans or food in the case of the birds, against a risky option, which gave them 50-50 chance of either getting more, a bigger reward, or a smaller reward. And so that's how we tried to design the experiment so that both the birds and the people only had the same amount of same types of experiences. So we could actually make them a little bit more equivalent and look at whether both the people and the birds learned in similar ways and then assess the risk in similar ways and then gambled in similar ways.
And what did you find? Did you find that people were better at learning than pigeons? That's kind of what I would imagine.
So we thought so too, that people would learn more quickly, but we didn't find that. We found that both of them in these situations, when you take away the verbal instructions and you take away the descriptions that people tend to rely on, and all you give them is the raw experience for them to draw on, both species learned fairly similarly in terms of speed, and their choices were actually remarkably similar in that we had them play various variations of the game. Some were higher stakes, some were lower stakes, and the main thing we found was that in the higher stakes games, when they learned from experience, both the people and the pigeons gambled about 35% more often than they did in the lower stakes games when they were learning an experience from their experience this way.
So you're more likely to take a risk on getting a worse chance if the reward is bigger, whereas if it's only a little bit of reward, you're not going to take much of a risk. That kind of makes sense.
That's right. So that's what they did. When they had the potential of getting a high reward, they gambled. The way it was set up was that the safe option was always about equal to the average of the outcomes. So the safe option was better for the high rewards than for the low rewards. So they were also foregoing something better to get at the high rewards, yet nonetheless, they were still willing to gamble in those situations.
So rationally, you should have gone for the safe option, and yet we take a risk when there might be a high reward. What can that tell us about the evolution of our brains that both we and pigeons, who we haven't shared a common ancestor with for a really long time, make this same decision?
So there's a couple of things it might suggest. One is the possibility is that this is really primitive in the sense that this is something that we share with many other animals that existed 300 million years ago, precursor ancestor to both the pigeons and us, and that our behavior reflects that. So that's one possibility. The other possibility is that maybe we share common evolutionary pressures and that the acts that we have to undergo and the things we need to do in order to avoid predators or gather food are sufficiently similar that these sorts of basic biases are really, really effective. And learning in this way and behaving in this way is something that's a very useful thing. And therefore, many, many species have evolved it multiple times. We can't really distinguish those based on what we have found, but it's two different ways that you might want to think about the similarities.
Fascinating. Thanks, Elliot. That was Elliot Ludwig from the University of Warwick.